How to be great. Later, the disciples were taught another lesson. On the journey through Galilee, Christ again tried to prepare their minds for the scenes before him. He told them that he was to go up to Jerusalem to be put to death and to rise again. The disciples did not even now comprehend his words. Although the shadow of a great sorrow fell upon them, a spirit of rivalry found a place in their hearts. They disputed among themselves which should be accounted the greatest in the kingdom. This strife they thought to conceal from Jesus, and they did not, as usual, press close to his side, but loitered behind, so that he was in advance of them when they entered Capernaum. Jesus read their thoughts, and he longed to counsel and instruct them. But for this he awaited a quiet hour, when their hearts would be open to receive his words. When he reached Capernaum and had entered a house, the disciples came to him, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Very tenderly, yet with solemn emphasis, Jesus tried to correct the evil. He showed what is the principle that bears sway in the kingdom of heaven, and in what true greatness consists, as estimated by the standard of the courts above. Those who were actuated by pride or love of distinction were thinking of themselves and of the rewards they were to have, rather than how they were to render back to God the gifts they had received. They would have no place in the kingdom of heaven, for they were identified with the ranks of Satan. Before honor is humility. To fill a high place before men, heaven chooses the worker who, like John the Baptist, takes a lowly place before God. The most childlike disciple is the most efficient in labor for God. The heavenly intelligences can cooperate with him who is seeking not to exalt self, but to save souls. He who feels most deeply his need of divine aid will plead for it, and the Holy Spirit will give to him glimpses of Jesus that will strengthen and uplift the soul. From communion with Christ, he will go forth to work for those who are perishing in their sins. He is anointed for his mission, and he succeeds where many of the learned and intellectually wise would fail. The Lord has lessons for us all to learn regarding the position we should occupy toward each other and toward him. Let no Pharisaical pride come into our ranks, but let us move humbly and wisely, putting from our hearts and minds every injurious thought and feeling. The spirit of selfishness that would lead a man to set himself above his brethren is evidence that he does not see the necessity of being a humble learner in Christ's school. The precious Word of God is to be faithfully studied if God's professing people are to find a place among the redeemed. "And whosoever receiveth one such little child in my name," the Savior continued, "receiveth me. And whoso shall offend one of these little ones, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were drowned into the depths of the sea." The little ones are not children in years, but those who are young in the Christian life. Those who have newly come to the faith are to be treated with love and tenderness. They are to be instructed by precept and example in the way of the truth. "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Oh, how different are the standards by which God and man measure character. God sees many temptations resisted of which the world, and even near friends, never know. Temptations in the home, in the heart. He sees the soul's humility in view of its own weakness, the sincere repentance over even a thought that is evil. He sees the wholehearted devotion to His service. He has noted the hours of hard battle with self, battle that won the victory. All this God and angels know. A book of remembrance is written for them that fear the Lord and that think upon His name. Not in our learning, not in our position, not in our numbers or our entrusted talents, not in the will of man is to be found the secret of success. Feeling our inefficiency, we are to contemplate Christ, and through Him who is the strength of all strength, the thought of all thought, the willing and obedient will gain victory after victory.
And however short our service or humble our work, if in simple faith we follow Christ, we shall not be disappointed of the reward. That which even the greatest and wisest cannot earn, the weakest and most humble may receive. Heaven's golden gate opens not to the self-exalted. It is not lifted up to the proud in spirit. But the everlasting portals will open wide to the trembling touch of a little child. Blessed will be the recompense of grace to those who have wrought for God in simplicity and faith and love.